this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
High in the air toward deep left field. No doubt about this one. Over the picnic area. It's gone. The sixth home run of the year for David Wright.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That little Rush, I like it, Zoo.
What does Sal know about Rush? Not that much, I'm guessing. Not a big Rush guy.
Only thing I know about Rush is that, you remember Craig Germain? Used to work at SNY.
Do I remember? I actually,
I know him well.
Of course I know him. I set Craig up on his bachelor party. Long story short,
yeah.
I used to have a relationship, a good one, with Diageo, Johnny Walker. And I sent him probably, or I had them send him, 10 bottles of Johnny Walker Blue for his bachelor party.
Wow. So
I think Craig kind of owes me, to be honest with you.
I know he listens to the show on occasion. Sometimes he'll text.
Never that, Craig.
He was
I haven't heard much from you since then, buddy.
Anyway, why the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah, he loves the band Rush. I have no idea. I couldn't name you a Rush song.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he loved the
band.
Not
one? All right. Tom Sawyer's one. We just heard it.
Two things, BT.
Rush, underrated band. Okay, so two things. What do you got?
One, I want to get to these over-unders.
Yes.
Right? Just find them here. You told me to get it here.
You got the crown coming up. Top story, by the way. Back to the Colts.
Okay, I have them. The other thing is I just wanted to mention. So Paul Skeens was named to the All-Star starter. Well, one, let me just get this off my chest. There's no way you could take him out of a game with a no-hitter going.
Yes, you can.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I disagree with
you.
Yesterday, I disagree.
If you don't care about the game, like, that's fine. You're right, you can. But then you don't care about the game. And I have a problem with Skeens. If he himself doesn't say, give me the damn ball, I want to throw a no-hitter. Now, if you give up a hit, you take him out immediately. But throwing a no-hitter in the big leagues should mean something for a competitor. And he went seven hitless innings, right? Okay, and I know you
went
seven hitless innings and came out of the game, I guess, with no problem. I didn't see it. Maybe he did put up a little bit of a fight, and I know that he's a young pitcher, and they're going to try to protect him.
Okay.
But if I'm a pitcher that's getting to the big leagues, when I'm in the big leagues, I want to throw a no-hitter.
Obviously.
Okay, but obviously not. He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, but you've got to weigh the risk versus reward. We disagree on this based on the situation. Not so much fundamentally about wanting the ball. And by the way, he's a dog. You don't think he wants the baseball?
But then how could they take it out of his hand?
I'm going to tell you why. Because it wasn't the eighth inning. For him to get the no-hitter, he was at 99 pitches.
Okay.
Let's say he has a 12-pitch, which is not going to happen, a 12-pitch eighth inning. He's at 111.
Okay.
You're going to let him go to 125 to 130?
So what?
It's dangerous.
What's
going to
happen? Is his arm
it's not
fall?
Happening. Sal, you can yell about this as much as you want. It's not happening.
But then stuff that used to matter doesn't, like competing on a day-to-day basis. Again, they show you, just like the Mets did with Christian Scott, they showed you, the Pirates showed you, and Skeen showed you yesterday that winning the game was not the priority, and certainly throwing a no-hitter means nothing anymore. So when somebody throws a no-hitter, I don't want to hear anybody in Major League Baseball make a big deal of it. I don't want to see any highlights of it. It means nothing anymore because otherwise they take guys out. There could be more no-hitters, but they take these guys out because of all the pitch count. That means more, preserving his arm. Skeens better never get hurt. In his entire career, he better never get hurt. No, seriously.
We'll get the medal to the Pirates doctors to make sure the bubble boy.
Now, here's something, by the way. Skeens is going to start the All-Star game.
What are you so mad about?
Because it just made me, I was actually
just laughing during the break. He comes back like a raging pit bull.
It pisses me off,
dude.
It pisses me off. Skeens is going to start the All-Star game. By the way, those bullets, I guess, are more important because Major League Baseball wants Skeens on the grand level. They want him on the grand stage on the biggest level.
Who would you rather see start that game? I want to see him.
I'd rather see
Skeens. Dwight Gooden.
No,
he is the Dwight Gooden.
But I'd rather see him pitch the eighth inning in a no-hitter and try to get it than pitching a meaningless inning.
Were you even watching the game?
No.
Will you be watching the All-Star game a little bit more than Pirates, whoever. I even don't remember who they were playing yesterday. It was 1-0 when they pulled them.
This is my
point.
I'll
be watching the All-Star game more than I watch them.
And this was the point why I bring it up, because if he does, he's starting the game, in all likelihood, Jeff Passan tweeted this.
Okay.
He's going to be facing,
as he should.
He's going to be facing Gunnar Henderson.
It's a showcase.
And then probably Soto and Judge.
Whoa, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so that will be good drama right there.
Awesome.
To see that. But the point is,
if
Skeens, if we're so worried about protecting the golden boy in that arm and the future of baseball and the best pitcher that ever graced earth, then how come he's pitching a meaningless exhibition in the All-Star game?
Well, because he pitched on Thursday. He'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, normal rest on the fifth day. He'll probably throw 20 pitches, and the data, which I know you hate,
right.
but the data that they have supports that as a more healthy route than going up to 130
pitches. Even though
pitches.
It's going to be high leverage because you're going to be trying to dominate on the base.
Again, I'm not saying that I love it, but I've come to accept it a little more than you have. It's not changing, bud.
Right, but are we trying to protect him or not? Because if you're going to try to protect him...
But it's 5 days later, Sal.
Understood, but he's still pitching. He's firing bullets.
I know.
Just like the World Baseball Classic, the worthless baseball classic.
Well, then nobody should pitch in the All-Star game if that's the case. So you want to get rid of it?
Yeah, have robo pitches.
I mean, then no fun robo
pitches.
Well,
it can't be both ways. You can't have it. Well, I want the guys to pitch.
Okay.
But I also want them, if they have a no-hitter, to pitch. Follow that through.
I do, too. It's just those days are over.
Right, so then...
That's all I'm saying.
Because we're trying to preserve...
Yeah, so I agree there's some inconsistency.
So then why even play the stupid
All-Star in a meaningless
game?
Exhibition throw those bullets when you could apply them yesterday? I get it.
Could
I'm saying their data,
the
skews what that I mean. It
could
just
he not
favors
get hurt?
What they did.
Could he not get hurt in the All-Star game?
He could get hurt, you know,
walking
jogging in the bullpen
house,
and hitting a drain like Mickey Mantle in the World Series. Come on.
I understand.
All right. Can you get to the old runders here?
Yes, sorry. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. All right.
We were just hysterically laughing during the break.
I'm fine. We're talking about something fun during the break.
Yeah, that's true.
This stuff really irritates me. Okay. Volpe over 55.5. Total homers and stolen bases. As we go into now the All-Star break.
Hold on, I got a little memo. He doesn't do this much.
What?
The boss has weighed in.
On what?
A little something on Rush.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Hurley, of course, the great new PD, my longtime buddy for 20 years.
Oh, unlike, great. I mean, yeah. Well, Kenny, the guy's been here for 2 weeks. We're already dubbing him great.
I gotcha. he is, unlike Sal, he has a vast eclectic musical selection. I forgot this. He reminded us that Pete Alonso's walk-up song is a Rush song.
See, I wouldn't even know that.
I know, because you're not a Pete Alonso fan.
Correct. Well, no, because I'm not a Rush fan. No, you won't.
You walked right into it.
No, I'm not a Rush
fan. Thank you, Hurley.
Okay. Over Volpe, over total home runs and stolen bases, 55.5.
I am going to take a loss here.
Whoa!
I mean, he's got, 17? He's got 6 home runs and 17 steals.
Can you guys help us with this?
He doesn't have to. Right now, I'm getting destroyed. Okay. That right now, I believe I'm going to lose.
Okay. We have not marked. Sometimes I'll mark these as we go along and do an L next to it or a W. That one has been unmarked. You're ready to mark that one an L.
It's feeling like a massive loss.
Gerrit Cole, this is mine here.
Over under starts.
Yeah, 20.5.
He's at 4 or 5, right?
I think 4, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's 4. Right, 3 rehabs, 4 starts with the Yanks. I'm going to say, like I said last time, you're going to have a chance to, you're going to.
Oh, dude, you got ink all over your face.
No, I don't. Do I really?
Yeah, that pen just exploded.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, great. Somebody get me something here. Oh, come on, man.
We got to get, is there paper towels behind that computer?
Or whatever, I'll fight through it. Come on, let's do the segment. We'll go, whatever. I'm not dying. Just get me a napkin, whatever. Big damn deal. Let's go. Do the show.
I want to make sure you didn't eat it. All right,
just
here we go.
Do the show.
All right, Cole over. I think I got it.
Thank you, Al. This stupid cheap-ass pen. 2-cent pen.
Was it the one that I gave you yesterday?
Is it gone?
No, you still got it. You can get it during the break. All right. Cole, it's definitely better than it was.
Ink poisoning before then.
You're halfway to gold dust right now.
Yes. Look at this. Wow.
It exploded? Wow. You just bit the back of it?
I did. All right, good. So I can't write this down. I think I'm going to be 0 for 1.
All right. Cole over 20.5. Under 20.5 stars.
That's going to be very close. I believe last time I said I think you're going to narrowly lose that.
We had it marked as a win last time, I think.
Oh, I said narrowly win. Okay. I think that you are... probably still narrowly going to win, but there's a chance you can lose that one.
He's going to have to make every... Yeah, it's close. I think we had that marked as a win.
My hands are messed. God. All right.
Next one for you. Jeff McNeil over 298 batting.
All right, let's just keep it moving. Loss over 2.
I had Pete over 42.5 home
runs.
We didn't mark it last time.
I'm going to mark it. Not getting it. Loss.
I hesitate to mark that one.
You can hesitate.
You're the one who told me yesterday he's going to go on a heater.
Well, I said he could. I didn't say he will.
He's got 18 right now in 90 game, over 90. He's not getting.
I don't understand. Listen. The other thing, we don't know the variable. We don't know what the dimensions of his new ballpark are going to be.
I know. All right, that's a loss. The Mets unfortunately aren't going to trade him. I'm going to mark that at L right now.
Okay.
Back to you. Yankees over win total 91.5.
Oh, I'm still. Listen. I'm undeterred there. I know they look like ass. They're going to make moves. They're better than this. They've got problems, but they are going to get that marked the win now.
How many over? Because I tend to agree we had that marked as a win last time.
Yeah.
But what is like 92 wins would be what? What's how many over?
It's 11 games over 500. You go 81, so you go boom.
So they're still on that pace?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, they're like 17 games over 500.
Okay.
But it's dwindling.
I have Alvarez.
You're going to lose this one.
Yeah, Alvarez over 23.5 home runs.
That was a ridiculous one.
We marked it. Well, he got hurt for a month and a half.
That's true.
We marked that as an L. And usually these ones that are too good to be true are too good to be true. That one I remember thinking, come on, this is a layup.
Yeah.
So far I have one marked win and two losses. You also have one marked win and two losses.
Okay.
Your Severino under 4 ERA.
I feel pretty good about that still.
What is he at right now?
I'm going to guess 3.8, 3.9, something like that.
Severino ERA when you can, Hoff.
He's in the neighborhood. I still like that.
I think he is under 4.
I'm going to support my guy.
He's a 3.78 right now.
I told you, Sevy was going to be very good for the Mets the moment that you signed him.
But that's close.
I'm sticking with it. I know it's close, but.
We have that unmarked. I'm going to leave that one unmarked.
You can leave it unmarked.
Where's Soto's OPS at? I have Soto over 946 OPS.
Yeah, he'll get there. I believe it's around 959. It's dwindled. Judge is still over 1,000. He's scuffling a bit. He's sitting 195 in the last 20 games.
He's at 992.
He'll be there.
I'm gonna leave that unmarked.
That's gonna be a win. You're gonna be fine.
So if we stay the course right now, we're 2-2
mm-hmm.
as we head to the final two.
Let's go.
You have Judge over 41.5 home runs.
Who has that?
You. Judge over 41.5 home runs.
Come on.
What's he at right now? Still 31?
Doesn't matter. He's going to hit 50-something. Let's go.
Assuming how...
Win.
We did mark that as a win, I think.
Yes, we did.
I have... he's at 32 right now. That's a... if he doesn't make that...
We're good.
I had the Yanks. I went head-to-head with you. This is my worst one. Yanks under 91.5. It might actually come down to that. Like, if the Yanks really go into the tank and somehow
it's not... last time we did this, it seemed inconceivable. It no longer seems inconceivable.
But I marked it an L because you marked yours
it'll
as a win.
It'll be an L, but
it's going to be the same thing.
Let's sweat that out a little bit.
And then I have Lindor over 23.5 stolen bases.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be there. He's 15?
What's Lindor?
I think about 15 or 16.
16.
He's doing well.
I want to say.
Yeah.
All right, so over, and now he's actually getting on base, which is nice.
Imagine if he didn't hit 060 for April. He'd have 25 steals by now.
He's got 16, so I'm going to mark that a win.
You should.
And you have the Mets under 82.5 wins.
Oh, it's going to be close. Boy, the fluctuations. Give me pause right now. If I had to reassess, I would say that the Mets will be over that, but they will not be a playoff team, I've maintained.
So if that holds true, I believe we will each be 3-3, which gets us to
a tiebreaker.
No, we had one.
We did?
Soto and Judge, total games played.
Okay. I don't even remember this one.
Yeah.
What was it?
You had 290.
Oh, we just threw out a number.
Yeah, and I had 270.
I feel good about me.
Well, both of them have been in the lineup every day.
There
you go. I think as of now, I would need I would need an injury.
You'd need some help, which, as we know, we don't root for injuries.
Right. No, I'm not rooting for
an injury. I know you're not.
I'm rooting to win.
I'm not rooting for an injury.